This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are back. I am back for another episode. Like usual, Bachelor Nation Breakdown. This week, Bachelor in Paradise premiered, so we'll be talking about that. We're going to skip the clickbait of the week because Natasha's not here, and we're going to really break down Paradise. What is so funny?
We're skipping the clickbait of the week because, again, Natasha's not here, and it's about dating older men. And True. Me and Joe are the older men, so we can't just keep talking about ourselves. So
I also feel like we've talked about this like too many times on this podcast, dating older people.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever. Yeah. Age doesn't matter.
Over it. What is up? I noticed Taylor posted something with his, what happened to his face?
My Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, the picture of his face being swollen?
Yeah.
That was right before he proposed.
Oh, yeah, but like, okay, I get that, but like what happened?
Oh, I don't know. The doctor said it could have been like cellulitis in his face.
Oh, in his face?
Yeah, which is apparently really dangerous. I don't know. He's never had a reaction like that before, ever. And I was like, why is he freaking out so much? Who freaking cares that your face is swollen? But I didn't know that he was about to propose. I don't know. I was like, I asked him if he picked his nose or something.
Okay, well, let's stop right there. Like,
you wouldn't
freak out if your face all of a sudden just exploded.
Well, I mean, yeah, me, but he was just absolutely losing it. I'm like, dude, it's fine. No one cares how you look. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's his face. It was completely swollen. Okay.
I know. It was a little terrifying too, but I think he picked his nose, scratched it inside, and got an infection.
So Taylor's a nose picker. Okay.
Please don't listen to this.
And then let me finish. Today we also have Shanae coming on the podcast. She was no doubtably the villain of Clayton season. But
no doubt, Shanae,
is that a word?
No, undoubtedly.
As I was saying, I was like, what the fuck am I saying?
It is
now. Oh, Jesus. And that is why, people, you should just turn this podcast off. Because I'm not a credible host. I can't speak. I don't know words clearly. Wow, that's funny. Okay. And then Shanae. So let's, Tia, you want to just get right?
Great star.
You want to just get right into this?
Yeah, let's just go at this point.
All right.
Okay, Bachelor Nation Breakdown. We have a few topics about relationship news in the Bachelor world. First things first, Clayton and Susie officially broke up. This is not long after we talked about Clayton and Susie moving to two different locations, one to California, one to Arizona, and we speculated the breakup then.
Well, we didn't, though. We were, I remember us on the podcast being like, leave them alone. Who, big deal.
Oh, yeah, true. To,
you know, we were pro.
I know, but we do always say, if there's rumors floating around, sometimes they end up being true. But it was pure speculation. But do you think the breakup happened actually, like when they were talking about moving to different places, or do you think it happened after? Because the timing is very close.
Oof. Well,
not that
I'm not
it matters.
Shocked.
I'm just curious.
I'm not shocked. I like both of them. I actually had dinner. Serena and I went to dinner with them a few times, twice to be exact.
And they seem to.
They seem
to be good.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Certain couples are very lovey-dovey and coupley when you're with them, especially at the beginning of their relationship. And some people are just more conservative, and they're definitely different behind closed doors. So you never know. I don't like to, you know, assume. But I personally think that when bachelor couples. I don't know why. To me, it seems like it's just this franchise. But when bachelor couples are overly couple-y on Instagram
or
on social media and TikTok,
yeah.
Usually they're not as happy in real life.
It's just for social media.
Yeah.
And I think, was it Susie that posted about it? She did kind of say that social media is a highlight reel. Because it's like they assume they needed to be prepared for people to be like, oh, well, you look so happy.
Yeah.
On here. They were just on a trip in Bali, too, because some of my friends were on this same Bali trip. And they were there together, not even 2 weeks ago. So I just wonder if they went on that trip just because it was already planned or.
Well, I do think that Clayton is someone who is very affected by his season. He got a lot of hate, and he was, you know, he said from the jump, I'm going to read all of it. I'm going to respond to the haters. And everyone's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
And Susie does too.
Yeah.
She responds to comments, I mean, in a funny way, but I'm sure it affects you after so long.
So I feel like when you are really affected that way, it could carry into your relationship that stemmed from the show.
Right.
And then when you're putting on more of a show on social media, not saying that that stuff wasn't real, see what happens.
Yeah, well, we always hate a breakup, but hopefully they can kind of grow separately and learn about themselves separately. And I think that's kind of what their plan is. They seem to go about it in a good, mature way. So,
yeah, I think they're going to be fine. And Clayton, he's expressed that he really wants to live in Arizona, and that's where he's moving. And then Susie, where was she going? LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
She'll be in LA.
For work.
Oh, I was going to tweet this yesterday. Good idea. Because pretty much majority of leads break up. And the person that they choose breaks up. I think they should do like an X on the Beach Paradise only leads. Bring them all back. Yeah.
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 That would be awesome. Because people do reconnect.
Yeah.
Like. Mm. Peter and Kelly.
Tia. A plus segue there. That was.
Yes.
What a moment.
I've learned from the best.
Put that in the clickbait vault right there.
Which brings us to our next breakdown of this week. Peter Weber and Kelly Flanagan were spotted at a fundraiser event that Tyler Cameron hosted in memory of his mom. But are Peter and Kelly actually officially back on? Did they say that, or are we just still assuming? Because we also did report on this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, from the article.
After we saw them together.
So I was reading the article. From the article, I think the article states they're officially back on, but I don't see anywhere where they said they're officially back on.
I know.
Right?
That's why, the article says officially, but I don't know. The video of them on the article, I don't think was recent. I mean, they posted, if you missed it, Peter and Kelly posted on one of those like slow-mo 360 videos dancing together. Did one of them actually post it? It was like a spoiler account that posted it. I don't know.
Yeah,
they were at the same
Peter
event
also
together.
Buzzed his head too, right?
Yeah, his hair was short. I didn't even recognize that it was Peter.
Yeah.
When I first saw the video. But yeah, I don't know. That was speculation whenever it first came out that Peter and Kelly were hanging out, but it seems that they're
once we get the Instagram post, that's it'll be
neither
official.
Of them have posted.
Yeah. If I had to guess, they obviously were in love at one point. They're probably still have feelings for each other. And they started hooking up again. And now we're getting into like fall, so it's more
cuffing
season. People are, wearing hoodies. You're gonna watch Hocus Pocus 2 on Disney Plus, whatever you're doing.
And you want someone to do it with.
and you want someone to do it with.
What do you think about people getting back together after a breakup? Especially publicly. Like, Kelly was on Peter's season. He did not pick her. They got together after his season. They broke up. Now they're back together. Do you think that relationships can be successful in that order of events?
I've never seen it work.
Yeah. The percentage is low.
Yeah. For all my friends and all the people that I know that have tried to do that, I've never seen it. I've never seen it be successful. I'm not saying it can't.
Apparently Kelly once said that Peter was too into Pokemon cards for her taste.
I didn't even know he was into Pokemon cards.
Maybe he gave up Pokemon cards. I'm dead.
Pokemon cards can be worth a lot of money.
Oh, shit. Interesting. All right.
I was never a Pokemon guy.
Me either. Well, hopefully, if they're together, that they're doing good.
Yeah. Well, we got one couple. That's the way the universe works. One couple goes down, one reunites.
Oh, yeah. And even if they're not officially back together, we're talking about it. So whatever they're doing is working. One of them's about to launch something. One of them has a collab coming up or something, and they're getting some hype.
You think so? I'm gonna go Kelly.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Peter already did his book thing. Yeah, Kelly's got something up her sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, heard it here first.
We'll see. Let's get her on the podcast. Yeah, we should get Kelly on.
Yeah, let's ask her. I wonder if she would tell us.
All right.
All right. What we've all been waiting for. Bachelor in Paradise is back, baby. And it did not disappoint. First day.
All right. Should we just run through the episode? We'll break down all the highlights. What down in chronological order. So
I'm going to reference your tweets too, because I started rewatching again this morning on Hulu to refresh my brain. And there were so many things that it kind of triggered again. Also, last week when you were gone, before I forget this, Genevieve said someone left in the first hour. Did we see that happen on this episode?
No. I have a feeling I know who she's referring to, but that person is not there yet.
Oh, it's not the first hour on the first day. It's the hour. Okay, got it. It's just that the first hour that they were there. Okay. Yeah.
From what I heard, I believe somebody came down and was gone pretty quickly. Like, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have came here. I'm out.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I missed that.
So we have the usual Start of Paradise, Jesse Palmer. He's introing everyone. Well, we see everyone's intro packages, some really cheesy ones.
Corny as hell.
Yeah, the girl sitting on the toilet. You had Jacob. I don't even know. Like, he's just naked.
Talking about girls' eyebrows.
Yeah. I don't know. Wasn't really big into intro packages. Jesse, it's his first time hosting Bachelor in Paradise. I think he did great.
Yeah, he seemed excited.
Yeah, I enjoyed him at the entryway. So we get the first one on the beach is Serene.
Yes.
And then who was two?
Michael A.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Serene, Michael A. Michael A was featured a lot in the first half of this episode.
He was. I was kind of surprised to see him as the first guy down.
He feels like he's too old to be there. He's expressed that many of times. I tweeted, that never stopped me and Kenny. It was a joke. There's some people are like, oh, that's creepy. And like, okay,
I know. Well, the people taking that seriously are hilarious. How old is Michael A?
So Michael A is 38. He is acting like he's 100, but he's 38.
Yeah, that's not – I mean, how old are you, Joe?
I am 36. I was 35 when I was
And Kenny was 40, wasn't he?
Kenny was 40.
Ah, yeah, Michael, don't worry about it. I know, but it is like when you see Teddy come down. I'm pretty sure Teddy came down next. Not next. I don't freaking remember. She is young. I mean,
I would say like the average age right now for the women is probably like, 24, 25. But whatever. we're all adults.
Well, everyone's yeah, and you and Kenny are the engaged ones. So
yeah. So we see Michael A. struggling, but he is bringing some comedic relief. He's pretty funny. He's relatable for people who have ever felt out of place. So Michael
and the girls are into him too.
And it does seem like, yeah, a lot of the girls are having conversations and they like Michael A. He seems to be talking to Sierra. That's kind of like his ending story. He mentioned how great her skin looks.
He's never seen anything glowing like that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Michael A. Like, how, you're not that old. All right, I've been out with you before. You're not that old.
Genevieve came down.
Genevieve, Andrew. So let's talk about, so we have Serene and Brandon. They seem, Brandon comes down. They seem to be, in my opinion, the strongest couple right now.
Oh, like immediate attraction. And both of them were on the same page about
Yes. They kiss pretty early on, which I was a little annoyed that people were making out the first day. Like, wait till nighttime.
A lot. Yeah. Were they the first kiss?
Jacob and Shanae. Which those two make sense to me. So we have Jacob, Shanae. Brandon, Serene seem to be, they look like the strongest.
Yeah.
And then we have, as far as other couples, Andrew and Teddy go on a date.
Yes.
Before we get into Andrew and Teddy, let's talk about Genevieve and Justin. They seem to really be liking each other. They kiss too. I know just from the super teaser that Aaron comes down, and it looks like there's definitely going to be drama within Genevieve, Justin, Aaron. I could see like a three-way drama.
Drama
there.
With Aaron. Yes. Shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, I think he has some highlights in his hair now. He's got a little different look. So he's down there.
Oh, he has the frosted tips ready to go.
He does.
Oh, my God.
Then we get a date from Andrew as Teddy. They seem to really like each other.
It seems like just puppy love.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they'll get into deeper
matters. I think, too.
At least they waited to kiss until their date.
I don't really... I think I was I was missing a connection there.
Yeah, I feel like both of them are kind of holding back too. But it is the first day. It is the first day.
Andrew was extremely nervous. And I felt like because of that, Teddy seemed to be pulling back a little bit, in my opinion.
Is Andrew younger?
Not younger than Teddy. I think Andrew's 20. He's 27 or 28.
But like a younger guy. Oh, okay. He was kind of giving me like 25, 24, 25 vibes.
He has a very youthful look to him.
Youthful.
He does, though. Like he has that smile where he has that little boy charm to him.
They're cute, though. Cute couple.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. And then
who else came down?
We have Lace from Ben Higgins' season.
Interesting.
Do you know her?
No, I've never met her.
Yeah, either have I.
I've heard of her. I feel like she's been on Paradise a few times.
She got engaged on Paradise.
That's right. Grant.
Okay. I wasn't sure who, but
I'm
just know
Grant.
I heard somebody say that she got engaged in Paradise.
Her commentary was funny. She was like, "This is the prettiest I've ever been. I don't know why I'm not being pursued."
How do you feel about the fake birthday, that she faked her birthday?
Honestly, it got her attention. If I was in need of attention, I'd probably be crying somewhere that I wasn't getting it. So at least she put it into action. It worked.
That was my favorite tweet of the night when she said, "I'm not here to play games." I said,
"Oh yeah."
She's not here to play games yet.
She was lying.
Faked her birthday. An adult. But, you know, you want to root for Lace. I mean, she's been there. You and I both went back down to the beach, so we know how it is. And, you know, it seems like, I would think she's looking to meet somebody if she was ready to get engaged, you know, the 5-6 time. Years ago.
Yeah. And I got a feel for the chick that's not like super close with anyone else. Like it's lame being that odd man out person and feeling like you're having to wedge your way into conversations with a bunch of besties. Cause it was like a bestie girl fest.
It's tough. And like, I think it was Johnny who said, is she like with us when she came down? And it's
oh,
like,
Jesus. Yeah.
You know, can you imagine like,
is she here with us? Does she work here?
Yeah. Like if you hear that and you're coming down, like looking to, talk to people and mingle, and then people are like, oh, I didn't even know you were part of this experience. Be like, well, what the fuck did you think I was doing here?
Yeah, Johnny also did a rap in his intro package, so
he did.
Whatever. We're not.
He had a few funny lines, though. I got to give him that.
He did. It was also, I'm trying to think. Logan called Lace the wrong name. He called her Loose.
Yeah,
instead of Lace, and she kind of overreacted a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like that was like big deal. Like, and it wasn't taken. He wasn't saying like Loose, like. You're loose, like
loose
and
like
Lucy. Yeah.
Yeah. I took it that way too. So,
and then,
go ahead.
We have the three-way Jill, Romeo, and
Kira. Am I lost? Where did that come from?
We're all lost because there was really no backstory. They weren't, none of them were really super big on their season because they didn't really go that far. So
okay.
We don't know as much about them for that reason. And then it seems that they, you know, we see it all the time. You know, half the people that go on the show all end up hanging out, going to bars and going to music festivals. And there always seems to be like a group of 10 or 15 of them. They seem to stem out in San Diego. But
always
San Diego. But I'm assuming that is what happened. And then maybe like there was some hookups. But I thought Romeo handled it very politely when he's just like,
right.
Well, let me do my thing. It didn't seem like, I think what benefited all of them is nobody was hiding anything. Like they all came down like, we have this baggage
history,
that we want to handle right now. Definitely helps.
Kira also scares the shit out of me just as a person. And so I can understand why Jill would want to run the other direction.
Yeah.
When she saw Kira coming, she talked about wanting to be in the boom boom room and not wanting to make good decisions. And why are you here, Romeo, if you don't want to make good decisions, let's make bad decisions. I'm like, whoa, lady. But her and Romeo
too,
mentioned that they had kissed before in the club.
Yeah.
So Romeo and Jill had this friendship, you know, that could have been more than friendship. And it's like they almost all knew about it, but it was very bizarre. It's very bizarre. But yes, Romeo did handle it in a polite way.
Very bizarre.
Kira's trying to bang somebody because then almost immediately after that, she was rubbing Casey's nipples.
Yeah, which was strange. So we see that love triangle. It took up the second half pretty much of the episode.
I mean, this, remember, guys, this is day one.
Yeah.
And this love triangle boo-hooing drama is already happening. Day one. Like people are claiming their person.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they'll all be pretty early exits.
I think. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, because
The guys have the roses, so Romeo will probably give his to Jill. And then it may be a situation where Jill's like, you know what? I didn't even like you that much. I just wanted you more than Kira did.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
But one person that we really hope sticks around, and we didn't see much of her this episode, which I'm shocked because we saw her pretty much. She starred in Clayton season. She got more airtime. She got more airtime than Clayton. Every person talked about her. And it is time to bring her on the podcast. Very excited to talk to Shanae. Everyone, please welcome Shanae to Clickbait. Shanae, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome. Good. Thank you so much for coming on.
We've been trying to get you for a minute.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yes. We tried to get you during your season. Essentially. Your season.
I'm sorry.
Shanae, where are you in the world? Where do you live?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Midwest.
Hey, I just went there Midwest. A few months ago.
Yeah?
To the Abercrombie headquarters. To Abercrombie
and
Fitch.
That's in what? New Albany. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was it Columbus or Cleveland? Yeah, Columbus.
Well, Columbus. Okay.
Yeah, New Albany, Ohio.
Columbus is a cool little town. They have
we loved it.
I went to a deli out there that was pretty new when I went there. It was like that was a Jewish
one deli. I went to a pizza place there. It was fucking fantastic.
Which one? There's several.
I think Ed was in the name. It's like Ed and something.
I don't know. I wonder if you were down in German Village. Does that ring a bell?
Potentially. But you know what? Let's get this thing. Let's kick this off. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a recruiter. I work at a consulting firm in Worthington, Ohio.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. What kind of recruiter? Yeah. Like healthcare?
I hire healthcare. Yeah. Okay, our internal team. Yep.
Okay. So last time, Shanae, we saw you was basically Clayton season. Where you received a lot of hate from the women on your season.
Yeah, I did.
And the audience on social media. How have you been since all of that?
Honestly, I didn't. It didn't hit me hard, to be honest. I didn't read any comments. I deleted everything. I did. Yeah, I didn't read anything. I didn't even Google my name. I think my dad took it the hardest. Every day he called me. He's like, Shanae, did you see what they were saying now? And I'm like, actually, no. Like, I didn't read shit. So I've been great.
Okay.
Honestly, ignorance is bliss. If you don't know they're saying it, it's even better. You can block keywords on Instagram, too. So if you haven't done that, I highly recommend that.
Yeah. A lot of people, told me about that or hide comments. I think I hid them for the first maybe week. And then I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, say what you want. I'm not going to read it. And I still, I don't know what they have said to this day. So it just didn't bother me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's definitely better for your mental health.
For sure.
As far as not getting along with the other women in the house, is there anything that you regret it? Just like the way you acted in certain situations.
Yeah. On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, to this day, I am 100% real, but of course I do regret not really getting to know the girls, because obviously on Paradise, I got to know them a lot more, and they are really fun and good people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you have come down to the beach and you are now Shanae 2.0. What does that
mean? That's right. Shanae 2.0 is basically just the real Shanae that people didn't get to see on The Bachelor. So I'm hoping for definitely redemption, but also not even redemption to a standpoint, because it's just, I want to just be me. I'm not going to, fall in the traps of the drama. But to be continued, you guys have to watch. But there wasn't much drama with me. Thank the Lord. I think I was just giving it my all and really being true to myself, and people fell in love with me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I had heard.
I had heard.
So, there was things that you did on the show that I was like, well, that was stupid. Yeah. That was rude or whatever. And then, there are certain things where I was like, okay, that's understandable. But I had heard, I think it was Clayton who said that, like, are you like best friends with Urban Meyer's daughter or something along those lines?
Daughters. Yeah. And Gigi. Yeah.
And he said, like, you are like, Urban Meyer said, like, you're one of like the best people he knows, and like, you're so nice and bubbly.
Yeah.
That's someone that really knows you. So
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's true.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. That's a good thing. As far as, I'm going to talk one more about, I know I jumped to Paradise, but I'm going to go back to Clayton season real quick and then we'll wrap that. Did you got accused of almost faking it with Clayton as well. Did you have real feelings for him, or were you just kind of like, ah, I'm here, I'm going to play the game, I'm going to have fun and whatever. Don't really care.
So I really didn't hear I was faking it. So I think, Joe, you're the first person to say that, unless something else. I just didn't hear or read. I wasn't faking it. I think it was hard to connect with Clayton. I didn't really laugh with him. I didn't feel like 100% myself. I didn't feel like there was a personality there with him, unfortunately. But no, like I was single for 7 years. Like I'm like, the dating apps weren't working. Friends of friends weren't working. I'm going to try The Bachelor. So I was all in for sure. But it just... I didn't click with him at all, and I was trying, but obviously, you know, there's only so much time you can have with that person. But no, I was not faking feelings at all. I mean, I was trying, but it just wasn't connecting.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, now after your whole experience on the show, you decide to go to Paradise. Was there any hesitation, or were you like, I'm in?
No. Oh God. I was like, I'm not doing this. I was like, The Bachelor was terrible. It wasn't a fun experience. So how can The Bachelor in Paradise be fun?
Right.
But many people were telling me Bachelor in Paradise is a way different experience. And it's something that I don't want to regret if I don't go do something. So I'm like, you know what else do I have to lose? So if I was a villain, they're going to not see me being a villain this time. Just again, staying true to myself and really hope people see me for me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah.
I feel like Paradise is a good chance for that, not just with you, but I feel like people who may have gotten a bad rap on their original season go to Paradise and you're like, wait, I actually love this person because we get to see them more in a different environment. Yeah. Did you like the environment better in Paradise?
Oh, yeah. Like to this day, I say I'd go back. Like it was fun. It was hotter than hell though. So that was terrible.
Miserable. Yeah.
But no, the experience was great. And I just think people didn't have, I mean, I think some people had that in their mind of like, oh, what is Shanae going to bring to the table today? Like, is she going to be drama? I think at the end of the day, I had to show them like what I had to bring to the table for them to be like, wow, like, okay, Shanae is real. I get her humor. I get her sensitive side. But yeah.
Well, I commend you for going because it was definitely not easy.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So you get down there. It's the first day. How are you feeling? You're seeing all the girls that, you know, you had beef with, Genevieve, Sierra. What is the attitude with them towards you and vice versa?
Yeah, to be honest, I was freaking out. I was like, I need a shot. I need this. I need that. I'm like, do I have to go? But I'm just like, once I got down there, I knew I was going to be fine. And I was, I wasn't thinking about Genevieve or Sierra, to be honest. I was thinking of a new experience and hopefully get to meet new faces. But obviously, like when I watched yesterday, Genevieve had a couple words to share that she was nervous about me or, oh shit, if I come, blah, 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 whatever. But I was just scared for like myself of like, are these people going to give me a second chance, right? Is there going to be drama? Like that's what I was, you know, necessarily worried about. But at the end of the day, I'm like, if I show them another side, there can't be that much drama.
Right.
Yeah. So. And we see as viewers, Genevieve say like, I'm worried about Shanae, you know, she'll be nice to you in person and then turn it up in her ITMs, which are the interviews.
Right. Yeah.
Did you catch any of that when you were down there? Or is that the first time like you're seeing it?
With her saying that?
Yeah. Yes.
That was, I mean, I think she's told me that before to my face, but I didn't know she was going to say anything else, you know, on Paradise. But again, she has a right to. So, but again, it's definitely going to be very different this time.
Had you talked to any of the girls before you went down? Not just Genevieve and Sierra, but the other girls from your season.
I think I talked to Cassidy a little bit.
So you really didn't know who was going to be down there from your season?
I assume. Oh no. Like literally, I think I guessed all the names who'd be there on the, you know, on the island at first, and they were. So I knew they were going to be there, but I didn't talk to them prior.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So done with the girl on girl drama. You have a conversation. It seems like you see watching it back, all the guys were by the bar talking about how pretty they thought you were, and everybody seemed like she seemed super nice. So, you're down on the beach. How is it going with the men?
Yeah, it you know, when I first met them, they were all great. They're all welcoming. I said, hey, who wants a shot? Because I was so nervous. So they wanted to go take a tequila shot with me. And then they were like, hey, go say hi to the girls. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, here I go. Yeah. And I did, but it was fine. Like, instantly, it was, everything was fine after I said, you know, this is Shanae 2.0. And it basically, we broke the ice and just began paradise.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Was there, so we see you talk to Jacob, the Tarzan guy, and you guys make out. How was that conversation? Were there any real feelings there?
The conversation was great. I think my nerves were getting to me, so I honestly wasn't paying too much attention to him. But again, I got to know of him. He is nice. He's really funny. Definitely warm and welcoming. But I know when I click with someone instantly, and there was no feelings there.
How's a kiss? 1 to 10. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
I think my nerves were there. Were like, do I remember it?
Oh, not memorable.
Not memorable is below zero.
It
wasn't
a negative
bad.
Thought.
I mean, I remember it, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I need to have that again.
No, like sparks. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Was there any guy that you were super into before getting there? Anybody you were hoping to see?
I was hoping to see Aaron. Fancy there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's not there yet, but yeah, we all see the teasers, so he is coming.
He does come.
He does come.
Now I'm intrigued.
And now for the other men on the beach. Is there anybody you're really into now that you're there? And I'm going to, I want to know first day, Shanae, like what's going through your head?
Like literally there, I wasn't like that excited to meet anyone. Like, yes, I want to get to know them, but I wasn't like, I can't wait to talk to so-and-so. I mean, Logan came down later, I believe, and I was super excited to talk to him. Sparks, you know, flew there. But other than that, there was no one that I was like, I want to meet them. So I was just really waiting to see who else came down to kind of go from there.
Were there any men that you met when you were there that you were just kind of like, oh, I'm actually really attracted to this person right now, and I wasn't expecting that?
I wasn't like, oh yeah, like I want him. But Michael A, I think really talking to him, definitely mature, definitely a man. Beautiful smile, just a beautiful man. But again, the feelings weren't there. I just think, you know, definitely friends, but he's great. He's a great guy.
Okay. Okay. So then we see a lot of, you never know. We see a lot of the Lace drama. Lace is freaking out, and you were the one that was comforting her. What was going on with her? Could you tell us anything about that?
Yeah. So I think, she was just upset that no one was giving her attention. I mean, to be honest, the guys really sucked at that. Like, I felt like the girls were just off in our little corner where, yeah, the guys had their rose, right? But still, like, come talk to us, be a man. Right. But no one was doing that. So I think she was actually getting annoyed. And I think a lot of other guys were talking to certain girls where they were already forming connections and she wasn't forming a connection yet. So she was upset. So then I don't know who told me. They're like, where's Lace? And I said, I don't know. And then I was like, I'm going to go try to find her. So she was up in our room. She was crying. She took a nap for a little bit, but she was just over it. She's like, these guys aren't approachable. And she was just really looking to meet someone, at least talk to someone.
That seems to be the pattern when the men have the roses for
every time. They're like, come on.
The first week.
Come to daddy and talk.
Yeah. They're definitely more reserved. They sit back and they wait.
Yeah.
But you'll see, because it'll all change next week.
All change. Yeah, absolutely.
How was meeting, just the first time you met Wells?
First time meeting Wells, he was great. I was kind of intimidated first. Again, someone told me, I don't know if he said something about me on a comment. I didn't know if he like cared for me, obviously from the Bachelor experience, but once I opened up and he got to know me more, I mean, I think he was okay, but definitely makes some great drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's great to talk to too.
He is. He really is. And I think he, just to reassure, like it takes two to tango, right? Like obviously when the guys do have a rose, if they're not talking to you, maybe just try nudge a little bit, but also like, if they're not going to talk to you, then fuck them in a way, to be honest. Like, we're here for one thing. And that's what was a little frustrating, because you come down there and you want to be pursued and you're not. And he's just like, what are these cats doing? And he saw it, but to be continued, to see on like what happens next, but definitely a little gear change.
Okay. Okay. So going to bed that first night, I know, like, for me, going to bed that first night, you're just like, that was long. That was intense. How were you feeling then? And were you at all confident that you were potentially going to get somebody's rose?
Going to bed. Yeah. It was a long day and night. You never know, right? You think you have a connection with someone, but do you really? Are they talking to someone else? Are they telling them the same thing they're telling you? You don't know. But yeah, I was a little nervous about the rose, because back on The Bachelor, I was like shitting my pants every time when Clayton, you know, was giving roses out, because I'm like, does he even like me? Like, does he know my name?
It's like validation. So, it's like, oh, please give me some validation.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was nerve-wracking.
Okay. What was your drink of choice?
I had a lot of drinks of choice.
Oh, mine changed a lot.
It did. Margaritas. What else? Wine. Tequila on the rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything from the season that you could tease for us?
Yeah. So everyone thought that it was a Shanae show on The Bachelor, but I think Bachelor in Paradise, it's actually Shanae in Paradise. It's definitely my show.
Really? Really? Is there anything that you're worried about as the rest of the season airs?
Absolutely not. Like, I was on my best behavior, and that's something that I'm like, thank God. Like, I think it depends on the surroundings, right? Like, the people you're around, but also, no, like, I'm not freaking worried. Like, there's no drama with me. There's a lot of drama with the guys, obviously.
Tease that a little bit.
Yeah.
When you say a lot of drama with the guys.
A lot of drama with the guys, meaning me juggling multiple men at once. I'm not good at hell with one guy, multiple, right? It was hard, and you just have to watch.
I'm loving this new version of you, Shanae. I can't wait to see it go down. Does it start pretty early? Like, you start going on dates pretty early? Or we got to wait?
Yeah, very early. Like, literally from the beginning.
So hopefully next week.
Yeah, next week, I hope.
And what was dating life? I'm curious, what was dating life for you before the show? Before Bachelor? Yeah,
absolutely. It was a shit show. Like I said, I have so many friends of friends, but after going on, you know, multiple dates and realizing like I've learned more about myself when I've been single. So I'm like, I'm not going to go on a date if I really don't like this person, right? Like, I don't want to force to go on a date if I don't see something there, or like it can start with via texting, right? Like, do they text back, or do they seem interested? Like, are they saying things that are even like appealing? After finally giving it so many chances, I cut everything off. Like, I cut dating apps off. I didn't, you know, I slowed down on social media, not meaning I was out messaging dudes, but I was like taking a step back and just really focusing on myself, because at the end of the day, I know you have to truly be in love with yourself and love who you are at the end of the day to add to someone else's happiness. And I wanted that to reciprocate on my end. And so I've never been so confident. I've never felt, you know, to say no, and doing that now, it's like, I definitely know who I am. I'm in love with myself, and I'm happy that I was single for so long.
Good.
I love
Good.
That.
Yeah. That was very inspirational, Shanae. Okay, let's talk a little shit.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little shit about a few of the things that went down on the show before we let you leave.
Yeah.
Brandon and Serene, was that like he was like overly giddy? Did they talk to anybody else? How was that?
Literally, once Brandon came down on the beach, Serena and Brandon went elsewhere. Like, it was them all the way. No,
and everyone was like,
else.
Here, you, we're not getting your
Literally.
Way. You guys are, okay.
Yep. Okay. The end of it.
And then, did you see any, because, you know, T and I were talking before, and we weren't really sure if there was any real chemistry between Andrew and Teddy.
Yeah.
What was your opinion that first night?
My opinion, yeah, you see them kind of like glowing, right? Like giddy. But like, I didn't really see it. They didn't really escape and go talk to each other a lot. So yeah, I don't know if it really was, there was a big connection there.
Okay.
But I know I know they liked each other, but I don't think what level of like did you like that person, you know?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and then we have the second half of the show I know you watch bits and pieces of it,
yeah.
But there was a lot of this Romeo, Kara.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah. Yeah. All right. Were you a witness
for all this?
Actually, bits and pieces. I think I was off with Place and then off in my own land, but I heard about it and I'm just like, oh, like, thank God, no drama about Shanae, you know, this time. But at the end of the day, like, it's just, that drama there was silly. I think Jill and Kiara were fighting for Romeo, and Romeo was one that was just like pulling both strings. He wasn't telling one no, he wasn't telling one yes. So they were basically in a love triangle for a couple of days. Just petty drama, but
okay,
whatever.
All right, so it was a little more Romeo's fault than we saw.
Oh
yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. He was playing both of them, that's for sure.
Oh, all
oh.
right. All right, Romeo.
Yeah.
And then what was it? Oh, because Tia, we didn't talk about this when we recapped the show. The ending, Victoria Fuller.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What was it like seeing Fuller come down?
To be completely honest, I didn't even know who she was.
Nice. You hear that, Victoria? I hope you're listening.
Sorry, bitch.
Sorry, Fuller. I love you now.
She's stunning, though. She's intimidating as hell just to look at. I'm like, golly.
She's beautiful. I don't know. I talked to her. She's great. I liked her from the get-go, so.
Well, Shanae, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we are really looking forward to seeing the rest of you this season. I hope you bring a little more drama than you say you are, but we'll
see. Give us some.
Yeah.
Y'all have to watch.
Okay. What do you think, Tia? What do you think?
I think sometimes Paradise, it just redeems people. When I think of Shanae, I think of Crystal from my season a lot. Crystal Nielsen. How she was just not
comparison.
Just in that.
No, I think you're right. I think similar, very similar. Yes.
Yeah. Just in that she knew she wasn't being herself on the original Bachelor season, on Ari season. She knew that wasn't her, but it was almost like she was in too deep and couldn't really come back from it. So then Paradise was kind of a chance to show her real self and be her true self. And it made people relate to her more. So I feel like we might see this with Shanae, just based on what she said today.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Well, everyone could tell she wasn't being genuinely herself. So to see someone actually being themselves and liking them, you're like, wow, this is a way better version of you. So hopefully we see that from Shanae. Hopefully she stirs the pot a little bit, though. Just a little.
Yeah, I hope so. Do you think... before we wrap this thing, do you think she ends up with somebody or you think she leaves single?
I think she leaves single.
Really?
Yeah, I think she gets overwhelmed with dating multiple people and she ends up bouncing.
Well, that's usually what happens. When you go down to Paradise and you get caught in the, like, I'm just going on multiple dates. And that's what happened with, like, I think Aaron Clancy last year was constantly going on different dates. And you know, you're only really there for, you know, 3 weeks. So if you're dating multiple people every other day, like, how are you going to actually
build
make
a
real
strong connection?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm interested to see who she goes on dates with.
We'll see. I'm going to say I think Shanae does leave with someone. That's
not engaged, just leaves with someone.
Yeah, I don't think she gets engaged. I think she leaves with somebody.
Okay. And I think she leaves on her own accord. I think she asked to leave because she's overwhelmed.
We'll see.
I need to write this down so I'll remember, because I'll forget that prediction. But yeah,
I'll remember.
It's a good chat with her. Thank you so much to our listeners for being here and to Shanae for chatting with us. And make sure to catch Bachelor in Paradise next Monday and Tuesday on ABC.
Yes, I can't believe it's back, and I'm so happy I'm not on it. And as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your questions. We want to know what clickbait you want us to get into. Follow us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All the links to all our socials are right on that page.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you're looking at this week. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. Bye. See you next week.